And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 97.3 The Fan Studios with the guys from the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. Ken and Brad are here. We're going to be talking fishing. These guys are hardcore fishermen, been a lot of places and done a lot of things, and fishing locally, too, here. But we're going to talk about this great tournament for a great cause. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Going to be a fun show today. This is always one of my more favorites. It's a cool twist, just exactly as you described at the beginning. These are two crazy hardcore fishermen that fish all the time, but we also get the throwback to the fishing physician days and all the cool
stuff.
That comes along. It's always a very fun show. And, as you said, talking about the best tournament in town. This is going to be a really good one.
Yeah, the term that Marty Milner coined, the fishing physicians, with your dad, Marty Morris, and you guys used to be on, and now Brad. Good morning, Brad and Ken.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are fishing physicians.
That we are.
Yeah. That's it. And of course, one of the subjects that always seems to come up for physicians is, what's the best medication for seasick?
Oh, my gosh. All the time. I can't
staying
imagine.
Staying on land. Shore fishing.
Yeah, I mean, there have been, now I guess I heard that they took, there was compound, were compounding pharmacies that were compounding scopolamine, and now they've taken that off the market. Is that right?
Well, it's back now.
Oh, it's back.
So they had problems with the formulation, but it's back.
Oh, and that's
probably one of the better ones.
Yeah. Scopolamine get formulated by a pharmacy that is
a actually a prescription, so that your doctor can write a prescription. You go to the pharmacy, pick it up, the patch.
The patch itself, yep. Yeah, but not the pill form.
Not the pill form.
But you can get the patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. I guess what I heard is that Alvarado Pharmacy had discontinued the compounding of
it. They were like making capsules for people where you could
keep
it with you. And that was such a cool medication. That was the only one that I think I have seen where I've seen somebody as seasick as could possibly be, green, throwing up the whole nine, and then fire a capsule down, and then 20 minutes later, they were alive again.
Yeah.
And another person, you know.
So did they reformulate the patch? Do you know?
I'm not sure what they did, but they had problems with the absorption rate.
Oh, okay. I remember that. So now they've controlled that?
Somehow.
It's definitely better in the last few years, and that's exactly what happened, is the people were getting too much. Total zombies.
Yes, so you put the patch on that's supposed to, like, give you a little bit over 24 hours, and you get it all. It's coming in.
So if you go to your doctor, Dr. Brad, and you say, hey, Dr. Brad, I need seasick medication, what are you going to write a prescription for, the scopolamine patch?
The scopolamine patch, yeah.
Okay. And it is a doctor's prescription.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, all right. So now onward with the real agenda at hand,
and
that's the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. Let's talk about fishing here, right? Once we're out there, we got to catch some fish. So why don't you tell us about this year's 2019 Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge?
Well, it's coming up at the end of this month, the last weekend of the month. The 23rd, I believe, is the Friday. That's when the captain's meeting will be, fishing on the Saturday and the gala on Sunday. And I believe this is the 27th year of the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge.
Is it really?
Wow.
That's so cool.
And it's designed to raise money for our local San Diego chapter of Make-A-Wish. And so all the money goes to the San Diego Make-A-Wish. And since its inception, it's raised over $3 million.
No kidding.
$3
million. That's great, you guys.
Make-A-Wish San Diego. That's awesome. And so what do you anticipate this year as far as numbers-wise? Teams, dollars, et cetera?
Well, we always anticipate much more than we get, but
that's good.
But
that's
we should just be. Getting the word out, and a lot of it depends on the fishing and the weather. And,
of course.
Hopefully last year we made I believe it was 150,000 for Make-A-Wish. So if we can get something close to that, we'll be happy.
How many teams?
It varies. It varies every year, and that really depends on the weather.
Particularly
with the small boats. A lot of the small boats don't sign up until that last week, until they see what the weather's going to be, which is understandable.
Now, I would have to guess this year is going to be a great turnout with the great bluefin fishing that's going on this year. And this year's been so unique in that there has been fish as close as the 9 Mile Bank and out to Clemente and beyond. You know, you would think that there's going to be, you know, a lot of fish within range of every size boat. I would have to guess this is going to be a good one this year.
Yeah, I'm guessing if it's anything like last year, you know, we weighed in 8 cows last year, and in the history of the tournament, there had only been 2 cows caught.
Wow, so fish over 200 pounds.
Yeah.
So now last year, don't forget, the Shelter on Launch Ramp was closed. And that could have
point.
A big effect.
Yeah,
so
you're
having,
absolutely
having
right.
the Shelter on Launch Ramp open this year could be a big effect. On that note, well, before I forget to mention this, there's been a lot of controversy talking about the parking lot that the port is going to
totally.
Take away.
I've been reading all kinds of
the
stuff.
The parking lot and the parking options. I called Dan Malcolm, who's the port commissioner. Doesn't get any higher in the port than the port commissioner. He's the boss, right? And Dan's our friend. He's been to Loretto
on
the broadcast
with
us.
Times.
And great. And I said, Dan, what's the story?
I'm so happy. I've been dying to hear all this.
Yeah. And so he said that there are numerous proposals out.
Okay.
That they're doing all kinds of realignment and section, and there's all kinds of people that they want parks and they want walkways and they want green space. And he says, this is just one of the proposals that's not going to happen.
Gotcha.
He says, Pete, let me just tell you one thing. we just spent $9 million on a new launch ramp. He says, do you think we're going to eliminate the parking for this $9 million facility? I said, doesn't make any sense to me and the fishermen. So, from the top, right there, there it is.
Great.
This is just not, all the hubbub that's going on about that is just that. It's not, it's just one of the proposed possibilities that's not going to happen.
Okay, good.
So,
well, that's great.
That came from Dan.
That's good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so that I wanted to go to the source.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Find
out the real story there, because you know how rumors all go.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we'll have parking. We'll have the launch ramp, which should really help the tuna challenge.
Well, let's hope we have a marlin club, too.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that stays.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be tragic.
Yeah. I sent my letters just like everybody else did. I want that to stick around.
I meant to ask him about that, but I think that's certainly a proposal. But, you know, it's all about money.
Yeah, totally.
But anyway, so the tuna challenge, so where are the weigh-in spots? And how does the whole program work?
So we have two weigh-in spots. One is at Dana Landing, and then the other one's at the aforementioned Marlin Club.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that the Marlin Club does to contribute to the community. So again,
one of the many. Yeah, it's totally.
One of the many. And so we have a weigh-in from 4 until 9 on Saturday. So one of the really nice things is, so you can weigh in on Saturday, but if you want to fish the whole day, you don't want to have to get in this rat race of racing back in to weigh in by a time. We also offer weigh in on Sunday from 7 to 9 in the morning. So it's really nice. So you can stay out until dark, fish the night bite, and then come in. And as long as you're weighed in by 9 in the morning.
9 a.m.
Sunday morning.
I've always thought that was such a good call. And, you know, you can tell when a tournament is put on by fishermen rather than a committee of people that just think of a good idea, because that's how fishing is. And this year, notoriously, a lot of that big fish has been biting in the last couple hours of daylight. And if you had to be in to have your fish weighed by 4 o'clock, you'd be traveling when that fish started to bite. So this allows you to stay out the time you need. Or if your boat doesn't go 40 knots coming home, it allows you to be in the zone. And then, you know, you're done fishing at the end of the day, but you can travel as needed.
Yeah, no, last year I hung out at the club on the Sunday, and all that big fish, except for one, came in on that Sunday morning. So if you want to hang out and watch big fish wade, that's a good call.
Most of them were coming in at the San Diego Marlin Club?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So what's the strategy, Dr. Ken? I know you're going to fish it, right?
I am actually. It's the maybe only the second year in the last 20 that I am not fishing it.
Okay.
So.
Now, Ken, are you fishing it?
We'll probably be in it.
All right. So, what's your strategy? What are you going to go after?
My strategy is going to listen to you guys and tell me where the fish are.
Yeah, because that seems to be the last week or two. It seems to be elusive, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends, and we rely a lot on Fish to Open, listening to the where the fish have been caught.
And the government to see who's
who,
if and when they're closing Clemente.
Yeah, pull some Navy strings for us and get the island open for the weekend. Oh, come on, it's for the kids, man.
So what are the categories? And let's talk a little bit about the prizes and stuff, too.
Well, categories, we have large boat and small boat, because obviously the large boats can go further. So we have it broken down to 27 feet and over for large boat, under 27 feet is small boat. There's individual prizes for each division. We have juniors division, two juniors divisions, 11 years and younger, and then 12 to 15.
Nice.
So the kids kind of have their own contest. There's a prize for the high lady angler. So whatever woman catches the largest fish is going to win a nice prize. So we have divisions for just about everything.
So it's all about big fish, no matter what the species.
It is a tuna challenge, so the tuna is definitely
what we're targeting. Right.
But we do count other fish. So the way the scoring works is it's a point per pound for tuna. Yellowtail and Dorado, you can weigh in. That's a half point per pound. Marlin do count. If there's a special thing for marlin, it has to be released, and a marlin will count as 25 points. If you happen to be lucky enough and catch a swordfish and want to weigh that in,
Automatic win?
Yeah.
Automatic.
Well, it depends
on how. It's a quarter point.
If a quarter point per pound.
Yeah. A quarter point per pound.
Yeah.
But if you're going up against a 250-pound bluefin, that's 250 points. So.
Sure.
So there are different divisions. There are side pots for largest Dorado and largest yellowtail. So there's a lot of tournaments within the tournament.
Yeah,
that's really
and
cool.
It's a point-based tournament, so anybody can win.
Absolutely.
Anybody can
win. And how many fish can you weigh in to achieve those points? You know, if you had two 200-pounders, that means you have 400 points, and how many fish can be weighed in to accumulate
for the individual prizes, it's just that angler's single biggest fish. But there's a team total, and it's the team's four largest fish count for the boat prize.
Got it.
Yeah. So the guys that win, are they good? The guys that are going after the big tuna, is that kind of been the strategy?
Yeah, I would say, especially last year and the last couple of years, it's the guys that really know how to fly the kite or the, you know, the flyer that have got that mastered. It's going to give you your best crack because of, you know, the bluefin fishing. When we had Big Eye, we definitely saw the underdogs come through sometimes too. You know, you're trolling your marlin jigs or your Rapalas and just get bit and get a nice Big Eye, and that was frequently enough to take the tournament.
Sure.
But it definitely takes talent, and so last year I think all the big boat division, they were all big fish. And then the small boat division, I was looking at the largest fish in the small boat division was like a 16-pound yellowfin, so those guys were fishing closer.
Yeah.
So it's been fun to watch, you know, like you said, this is now the 27th year. I mean, think about the fishing cycles that the tournament has been through, from
amazing
the albacore
cycles.
Days to the days where there was darn near nothing to catch, to the yellowfin and Dorado times, and then now into this big fish cycle that we're in now. I mean, I remember this tournament being won by released marlin before, and, you know, hey, we had a skipjack, so we're in it, you know, in the really lean days. Now to the, you know, we got to figure out how to target cows if we want a shot at this thing. It's been amazing the ebbs and flows of fishing that this tournament has been through.
Yeah, 1 year early on, I remember we all went out looking for tuna. Nobody caught anything, and some guys went and anchored up at the islands and caught three yellowtail and won the tournament.
So. That's pretty good.
So it can happen. But, you know, even in those lean years, our fishing community supported us.
Yeah,
that's the important
great point.
Thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How many tournaments are 30 years old, darn near, to this point that have been through those lean years when things are happening? It's just a testament to how cool this event is, how well it's run, and more than anything, the cause that all of our dollars are going to.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. We haven't even talked about prizes yet, and we're going to do that soon.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. There's some great stuff going on, and we want to have you join us. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, we would love to hear from you this morning. Best way to reach us on the fan, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. So much good info to cover today. So much good information, both from the fishing side of things, the physician side of things, and more importantly, the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. It's going to be a very good show and lots of great information. And man, do we have a great prize going for you today. As Pete had mentioned, we haven't even scratched the surface of all the goodies that you're going to get. And one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win $100 worth of the mega raffle tickets to the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge for the big awards banquet coming up again at the end of this month.
Don't need to be present.
Nope. No, you're getting $100 worth, which is, when you hear this list of prizes, you will understand what a rad prize we are giving away today. So again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to start telling you all the goodies that are going on at this Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed using your smart speaker? Just say, okay, Google, play 97.3 The Fan.
Streaming 97.3 The Fan from radio.com.
Fox like a duck.
Fox use Google like Home to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, phones are packed up, and I have a chance to win that mega raffle. Ticket, $100 with a mega raffle. So let's talk about the mega.
Yeah.
What do you win in the mega raffle? What are the prizes? You guys always have these amazing prizes. Well, People are so generous because it's such a
great time. Yeah, but we are still getting prizes in, donations. So we always put together some nice bags that have all sorts of things, fishing-related things, non-fishing-related things, but each bag is worth probably at least a couple $100. But there's many of those. There's just a ton of stuff.
The awards banquet always blows me away every year, exactly as you described. I mean, these bags are all, in the hundreds of dollars of value, and there's tons of them. I mean, tons and tons of them that
so
get given away every
year.
Oh, it's awesome.
Huge.
Yeah, and then we have a silent auction, so you can bid on individual things. There's a live auction with trips and things like that, so lots of stuff going on.
Like, what are some of the trips?
We have some of the long-range trips that we get donated. There's usually, I'm not sure if we got it this year or not, but like a dove hunting trip in Argentina.
Wow.
We've had that. So just all sorts of things.
Sometimes trips to Alaska, trips to Mexico.
Yep.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
A lot of good stuff. Well, hey, phones are packed up. They want to talk to you, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. Well, again, if you want to get a hold of us this morning, best way to do it, 833-288-0973. Let's jump right into the phones, and why don't we start it off this morning with Edward, who's calling us from Tustin. Edward, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Fisherman. Can you explain the history? How did this thing get started? And, who was the first winner? And, just if you can just explain how it all got started.
Good question.
Yeah, great question.
Now, this started as an intra-club tournament. I know the Kona Kai anglers were involved, and there were several fire starters and I think they originally just started the tournament, and then they were trying to find a charity that it would benefit, and so the group of anglers decided that the Make-A-Wish Foundation would be a worthwhile charity, and so it ran for several years where it made $6,000 to $8,000 a year, and they would just turn the money over to Make-A-Wish, and I would say it ran that way for at least 10 years, and then a gentleman named Gordon Hatfield, who was with Kona Kai, decided he's going to run it for 1 year, and then he was moving out of the area. So he recruited John and Judy Collins and some others and said, you know what, we're going to make this big time, and got the long-range community and the fishing community excited about it and just ratcheted it up to a huge level.
And we should throw out a huge thank you to John and Judy Collins, because those guys really took it to the next level.
They did, and yeah. it was awesome. I was involved that year when it went up, and I could see the vision of, hey, you get a little bit of the community behind it, you can really do great things with it, and it was awesome.
The other people that were heavily involved to take it to a new level were your mom and dad.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting. We were at Southwestern Yacht Club for that 1 year with John and Judy, and then for whatever reason it didn't work out, and we approached Silvergate, and I said I would run the tournament, and so I got the Okudas, and I told my mom and dad, I said, I need you. and my mom, and for those that have got a chance to meet her, you know, when she gets behind something.
Oh, yeah.
Look out.
She's tenacious.
110%. Yeah, for sure.
I remember those years working in the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing, and that was... you know, we'd always offer it as a, you know, as an easy drop-off location, because so many people in the fishing tackle business would support it, and it was just easy for them to, oh, just ship our prize to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. And I can't tell you, one, we would talk to Carolyn at least twice a day, every day, no matter what, and, like, the amount of stuff that just comes pouring in for that event, when she's on the phone making the calls, look out. Like, it's coming.
Tenacious is a good term.
Yeah, yes, for
yes.
Sure.
My dad used to joke about it. He'd be like, oh, Carolyn, okay, what do you want? So because if you... you know, beat around the bush, she'd have you on the phone for 20 minutes.
So. Yeah. Well, that's how we started here on Let's Talk Hookup many years ago, and being associated with the tournament is basically your Marty, your dad, and Carolyn, your mom, basically kind of said, okay, we need to do a two-hour show on the Make-A-Wish. I was like, really?
Yeah.
and it's worked out. It's been a tradition for many years. And both of them have been on this show. And it's great for you guys to carry on the tradition to make it happen.
Cool.
So that's kind of the in a nutshell there, Red. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And good luck winning that $100 worth of tickets there. Let's head down south, down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Brad, Ken.
Morning.
What a great charity Make-A-Wish is. It's we've been supporters for a long time, and you guys do great stuff. It's great to see the kids, you know, benefiting, and I really appreciate what you guys do. I want you to know, Brad and Ken, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for all your support.
No. It's believe me, it's a pleasure. You guys do great stuff. First of all, let me start with a fish report on the Bisbee tournament. They had, it went from 3 days, they changed it to a two-day tournament this year, and we had a winning fish. First day, a 381 blue was taken. There were a lot of blues released, I don't know how many, but 50 or 60 under 300 pounds, but there's one qualifier in the whole tournament, and that was a 381. Bruce McDonald won that on El Suertedo, so that was a nice fish. Not as big as we'd have liked, but gosh, there were a lot of blues taken under 300 pounds. Of course, a lot of stripers as well. A lot of marlin out in front. Yellowfin, the biggest tuna taken was 60.8 pounds, and that was Isaul Valdez from Buena Vista Beach Resort on Liliana. And 34-pound Dorado was the big Dorado, Leonel Tamayo on Los Compadres. So overall, it was a good tournament. Interesting that they changed it from 3 to 2 this year. That kind of surprised me. I wasn't aware that had gone on. Yeah,
but good results there, and a lot of money. How many boats? How much money was raised? You know.
You know, I wish I had that information for you. I really don't. But they should be publishing it. I was trying to find it this morning up here, because it just ended last night. And I be honest with you, I was surprised. I thought it was 3 days. I thought we had one more today, so I was kind of flat-footed on it.
That it's done. So, well, congratulations to the winners there. Now, what about fishing at Rancho Leonero?
Well, fishing's been good. It's very, very much like last week. 85 to 86 degree water, flat, calm. The water's been beautiful all week, very clear. And the fish are in the same spot. They're not outside under the porpoise. The tuna aren't right now. They're off of between the lighthouse and Rincon in the same area. Guys are drift fishing with live caballito and squid and picking up nice fish. So you know, I'd say one or two tuna per boat, people that are fishing, drift fishing right there, 20 to 50 pounds, nice size fish. And they're Dorado mixed in there as well. There's, you know, a lot of 20 to 30 pound Dorado in that same area. And they're catching it the exact same way. But marlin, lots of marlin around, lots of stripers all the way from La Rivera down to Fraley's, just about 3-4 miles off. They're real close on the first drop-offs, but loads of them around. Inside, big rooster fish this year as well. You know, it started about 5-6 weeks ago, and it's really been very consistent. A lot of 50-pounders being released. Very, very good rooster fishing. Inside, barred pargo, the dog tooth snapper, with some yellowtail being taken, believe it or not, in 86 degrees water. Two this week, unbelievable that the yellowtail being taken in this warmer water. I've never heard of it. Some big amberjack on the inside as well. Good fishing overall, but very, very much like last week. Just pretty much same exactly.
Indeed. Sure. Well, great time of the year to come down to Rancho Leonero. Fishing's hot. Weather's hot. Get on down there. And if somebody wants to come, how do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
Not too early to start booking your trips for next spring and summer, too, because I know there's very popular times that get filled up very quickly, right?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. Our bookings for next year are way up, way up.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, I'm not surprised on that. Yeah. With the fishing that's been going on the last few years down at the ranch, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
And just the experience at Rancho Leonero, too. Hey, John, thanks for the great report, and thanks for the info, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, gentlemen.
Nice. See you, John.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for that. Hey, one line open. If you want to get through, here's your chance. 833-288-0973. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Mark? He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I just wanted to say to them that, you know, as a parent of a disabled child, I really appreciate everything they do for the children, but especially for the parents, because that's a really hard thing. I see a lot of kids, you know, because my son's in different activities, but I see a lot of kids and their parents are like worn out, and it's really nice that you do that. Thanks.
That's
great, Mark.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, no, so I could talk about Make-A-Wish briefly. One of the really beautiful things is when a child gets a wish, it's the entire family. So it's the kid, the siblings, the parents, they all enjoy the experience together. And sometimes it's like the only moment that that the whole family's been able to get away from the hospital setting and they're able to do something, and it provides this great memory. And sometimes just the power of the wish can help the kids get through it. And if it happens to be a situation where maybe that's not going to happen, at least it provides this beautiful memory of
totally.
The family doing something great together and enjoying the moment.
Sure. And you could speak firsthand on that. Being a pediatrician, you probably see a lot of that, right?
I do. And so a lot of the kids, they end up getting intercepted at the hospital and a wish gets set up. But sometimes the kids will have unusual conditions that don't get picked up. And so I think of this little girl, Ariana, I had, who had a neurological disease that was just getting worse. And she asked for a therapy dog, and this little white puffy dog. And she was super sad until she found out she was getting this dog. And every time she'd come, she'd open up her phone and show me the dog.
Oh,
and
that's just awesome, man.
Yeah, it's just those things that just makes you feel proud to be involved with the organization.
Yeah.
And
on tunachallenge.org, there is a page about wishes granted, and there's a top one is a 13-year-old Holden's wish, and he was one. Are you guys? Can you guys relate some of the stories about some of the wishes there? By the way, Mark, appreciate that, and good point, and thanks a lot for the call.
You know, it's as Ken was saying, it's you know, the whole family, but also the power of the wish and how that can change the child's attitude towards the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, depression, you get something like that. I mean, these kids are depressed. They have these critical illnesses or chronic illnesses, and that plays a role in how well they do. And I remember one story I heard. This she was a teenager who came down with she had a brain tumor. Had it operated on, she was doing well, but then had a recurrence. And so she was Looking for a second brain surgery and really kind of depressed. And the story she tells is that her wish was granted, was to go on a photo safari in Africa. And when they came to her pre-op, you know, before her second brain surgery, they told her wish was granted. It changed her whole attitude. And all of a sudden, she wasn't dreading the surgery or anything. It was like, okay, I got to get this done.
Get me through this so I can get this. Totally.
And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It really is a type of medicine.
Yeah, and in reading this, one of the wishes granted on at tunachallenge.org, 13-year-old Nebraska kid, Holden, had never seen the Pacific Ocean. Took him out fishing, caught some rockfish, and just changed his attitude, changed his life, right?
And, absolutely. And you said it before, you touched on it. It's not just the person receiving the wish, but I mean everybody is affected. To think that just the person with the illness, I mean moms and dads and sisters and so much, I'm sure, money and time and everything is devoted to one, and it's the whole family
It definitely affects the whole family.
Yeah, for sure. And Make-A-Wish takes care of the whole family.
Yep. And it's really is sort of a family bonding experience.
I'd love it, man.
Indeed. Well, if you want to get through, we have a line open, 833-288-0973. You can talk about Make-A-Wish. You can talk about fishing in general. You can ask the fishing physicians some questions about seasickness, whatever.
Dr. Ken, about a weird rash on your hand, whatever.
Yeah, anything you want. Yeah, I got this thing going on.
Take a look at this thing, man. Is this
not
normal?
Go there, okay? Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Charlie, calling us from Gardena this morning. What's up, Charlie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rick, I just had a comment about Shimano. Did you know that there's a 350-gram flat ball now?
I did, yeah. No, we're excited to see that. I got introduced at ICAST. We had some fun. I don't even think we were supposed to be doing it, but Doug, when he was at the ICAST show, kept like sneaking cool cell phone pictures of everything that he thought was cool and then slide them to me, and then we were putting them up on our Fisherman's Lighting Tackle Shot Instagram page. So Shimano has come out with a new 300 and 350-gram version, which will be really nice for that big bluefin. And what I thought was a really smart call on their part is they are coming without the hooks on them. Like, they recognize that the people that are buying these particular jigs are going to be swapping the hooks anyway. So, you know, in an order of keeping the price down, they just sent them without the hooks, knowing that we're all going to put some super heavy duty aftermarket style hook on anyway. So, yeah, they'll be shipping hopefully soon, and if not already, and then, you know, we'll be able to adapt them to whatever hook style that you choose. You know, whether you like the big heavy assist hooks, or you like a big single J hook, or hooks on tops, or hooks on bottom, whatever.
But, fantastic.
Yeah, all the traditional good big bluefin colors, but in a size that a lot of people have been craving for, those big ones.
Well, we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup when they are available, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, a lot more of your phone calls, plus we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Well, we're talking about Tuna Challenge. We're talking about tuna What's the choice?
Oh, man, right now it's got to be Talica. What better than that, especially with what's going on right now? With you see fish that are 40 to 50 pounds or 240 to 250 pounds. And, you know, and having Talica is the difference. Whether you're using Talica 25 or better yet, Talica 50 for your aerial presentations, whether it be, you know, flyers or yummy flyers or flat falls, or fly line and, you know, sardines and mackerel with Talica 16 and Talica 20, it's, you know, they make the right size reel for big fish. And when big fish is all that matters, that is the only reel that should be your choice.
No doubt about it. And here's the thing, too. The Talica's cast, amazing, unbelievable how a reel so powerful that is a level, that is not a level wind, it's a lever drag reel, casts. You can cast it.
It really is.
When you need it, yeah.
It's like a lever drag reel that casts like a single speed star drag does.
Absolutely, yeah. So check it out, the Talica line of reels at your local Shimano dealer.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper professionals. Seakeeper has changed the lives of so many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to book your free demo ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, buddy. Today it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. I've already downloaded the Terrafin chart for Cedros, just for the sake of having an eye on it. I got it saved on the iPad. I bring the iPad with me when we go down there.
Heck
just
yeah.
For cool reference. So that Terrafin Mobile
too,
is great.
You can
great.
Do the same thing.
I got
clean water.
I got all my charts already saved to the iPad. And I'll have them down with me when I go down the island.
Terrafin Mobile is a must-have.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Let's start it off with the tribute. C4 Sport Fishing, Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. Terrific. How's the fishing?
You know what? It's pretty darn good. It's a nice change of pace for kind of what has been going on. That bluefin fishing has been a little up and down lately. It sounds like some of that bluefin's starting to move back in and kind of the standard area. Some of the guys did well on it yesterday, but we're down here second day of a 2-day trip fishing yellowtail and dorado, and very, very good fishing yesterday. We ended up with limits of yellowtail and about a half dozen dorado. The nice thing is these yellowtail are nice ones. The majority of the fish are, I'd say, 8 to 12 pounds or some 15-pound fish mixed in, and starting to see a lot more dorado, a couple of yellowfin caught down in this area. Our first kelp patty here this morning, we ended up with right around 60, and I think we got three dorado to go with it. Trying to find another kelp here for the morning, but really a nice change of pace coming out, you know, getting in a lot of action, putting some fish on the boat.
Yeah, no doubt, and it's definite day-and-a-half range, Mike?
Actually, one-day range. And that's what we're going to be doing here throughout the week. Yep, one-day range. A lot of this yellowtail is moving in. It's not that in... just how it works every year. You don't see it, and all of a sudden it's there.
It's everywhere.
But, one-day range, day-and-a-half trips also. But between that, we did get kind of a score last night on one of our kelp patties. We put on another 30 or so flying fish. So we're all geared up for the big bluefin as well, and it sounds like that's starting to take off. I know the outer limits got one yesterday that was over 300 pounds.
Oh, whoa. Right on. How cool.
Nice. Well, that's...
You want to start rolling out the options.
That's big news, man. That's great news and a big turnaround from what it had. We had a kind of a slow couple of weeks, so it's nice to hear that fishing's starting to come around and starting to turn around. But if somebody wants to ride the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, how do we do that, Mike?
Give C4's Landing a call at 619-224-3383. You can always book on C4'sLanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com, and I always urge people to take a look at our Facebook page. We'll be posting pictures tonight with this yellowtail and Dorado. But like I said, plenty of fish around. We've been seeing it for weeks. It sounds like it's starting to bite, and that's good news.
Mike's on a two-day right now. This reminds me, like, my favorite part of last season was happening on these two-day trips like this, especially when the fish are within one-day range, like Mike was talking about. It was watching guys on the first day of their two-day go down and load up and get plenty of yanking and cranking and, you know, limits of yellowtail and a handful of Dorado, hand small of tuna. So everybody stoked and got fish in the bag, and then watching them go the next day and go trophy hunting for bluefin, which we all know, you know, when you're targeting fish of that size, it's not like you're going to catch a ton in a day, but the opportunity to trophies there. And watching two-day trips like Mike's talking about where you fill the sacks the first day and then you go swing for the fence the second day was so much fun watching those big fish connect on those trips. It always makes for a very fun late summer and fall. And this is when that started to happen last year, and it sure sounds like we're rolling into that same pattern again, Mike.
Oh, it sounds like we got another big kill patty up off. But yes, exactly. You know, you on a two-day trip, or we have another two-day charter coming up, and it's the same thing. You go put some fish on the boat, get everybody happy, and then you go, try to show them a 300-pounder, which is completely in the cards.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Amazing. Well, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute, thanks a lot. C4thLanding.com, book online, or Tribute Sport Fishing. Thanks a lot for the check this morning, and good luck on that big kelp. I wish we were there.
Yeah, no doubt. That's cool.
Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that.
Funny how quickly the attention went to just nothing. Just like, oh, yeah, it's on. It's on. Yeah, right. I don't care about this phone call anymore. We got one on the bow.
So here's a report that I know Ricky's very in tune to.
You're
right
not
now.
Kidding,
because
buddy.
He's heading for Cedros tomorrow. Rosie Flowers from Sadro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Very excited.
Right.
Cannot wait to get down to this island, Rosie.
All right, Ricky. Listen up, okay? Because I got a lot to say today, and I'm going to talk fast and try to get it all in. As you know, last weekend, Jeff and I were down there with our RH Overboard group. We were at the 16th annual Yellowtail Tournament. There were 35 teams. We entered three teams. It's a two-day cumulative total, and I'm going to sound like a broken record. Surface iron, 7X, 5X, blue and white, bird crap, mint and white, Taddy 14Zs, Taddy 45s. Anything in those colors was totally working on the surface iron. We slow-trolled mackerel. We had two slow-trolled mackerel out and two of us up on the bow constantly throwing surface iron. Slow-trolled mackerel, 5-0 hook, good-sized mackerel on there, really produced those bigger yellowtail. It was fabulous. So the first day, Rachel's team led with 298 pounds, but you know it's a two-day cumulative, and you got to produce the second day, too. So second day, again, same thing as the first day, all the same lures, all the same colors. Jeff's team actually came in second place,
nice.
In his first place, by about 28 pounds, which would have been literally one fish. Our team came in second place. Let me put another thing. When Jeff's team came in the second day, they also had largest fish for the jackpot. It was a 36 pounder. That was until we came in. And we actually got the 37-pounder, fifth place, and the jackpot fish, which was really nice, caught by Mike, our friend Mike. And Rachel's team, they ended up in eighth place. But we fished right between, you know, where the airport is, just out a little ways. You could definitely see Natividad. But all of that area, I mean, surface iron, slow-troll mackerel, I mean, you're hitting limits by, Ricky, I would say 11 o'clock. Okay, and then you're going to go fish calico bass. Again, I'm going to sound like a broken record. Calico bass, it's going to be, you know, Corey's MC swim baits on a weedless leadhead, 1.5 ounce to 2 ounce. And first fish of the day for me was my personal best calico, which was 4.5 pounds.
Nice.
And then Lalo and I got into this little competition of who could catch the most calico bass. And he was one behind me, and he says, okay, come on, guys, it's time to go. And I looked, and it's like, I'm hooked up. And let me just say, the kelp is alive and doing well. I mean, you're looking for holes to put those swim baits down in. And I mean, they're just producing. I mean, we caught over 100 calico bass within a couple of hours.
So you think Ricky will catch something?
No, not Ricky. Are you kidding me?
Well, I know it's such a great experience, the whole Sejo Sport Fishing experience. You meet him down at CBX. Everybody that goes has told me, it's like, Rosie just takes such great care of people. It's like she hand-walks them into the airport. Everything is, the attention to detail is just fantastic.
We've had multiple emails from Rosie, you know, this is what to expect, this is what to do, and it's all like the little things that you don't think about. She's already got covered. You know, this is what we, you know, I mean, tipping is always one of those things that people are very cautious about, and she says, hey, you know, it's your own call, but this is what I do.
Here's
and you know, and you know, hey, this is what I do with my money, and hey, when you go down there, make sure you check out this place and make sure you grab some tortillas from this spot on your way home.
Like, exactly.
She has
exactly.
Every little bit of your trip that you might think I have a question on, you're gonna get an email blasted to you just knowing, like, you go down on this trip so confident that you know, like, you've been there 100 times.
Indeed. Well, Rosie, if somebody wants to go, do you have any spots available?
We have a few here and there, and so just give me a call. Phone number 619-772-7570. Just easiest to call me, because that way I can work with you and get through, you know, what your needs are, what's best for you.
And so, I know you're already booking for 2020, too, so you better get on it, right?
And not only that, but if the anglers want to fish the tournament next year, I will only book groups of three, because I will not split anybody up.
Good call.
Okay?
All right.
I don't
want
to split anybody up. It's got to be a team of three. Ricky, thank you. Huge thank you for your donations for the tournament. Because of you and Steve Pinard, 90% of the donations came from the two of you guys for the tournament, and they were greatly, greatly appreciated.
Oh, that's awesome. It's our pleasure, Rosie. We can't wait. Going to have a great time, and we'll call and give the whole wrap-up next week. Rosie, great job. Thanks for the report, and can't wait to talk to you or Jeff next week, and I can't wait to be on the island tomorrow.
Yep, and I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Thanks Rosie. I'm jealous. Sure. All right, let's head up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you
this morning? Doing terrific. How's that fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
All good, man. Those are two hard reports to follow right there, man.
Some good stuff.
But here for us, more of the usual, you know, solid bass action for us this week. I'll say for the most part, you know, the action has been great. You know, we did have an evening of wind that did knock our water temps down a little bit on Friday, but things have shaped up again rather quickly, and we got our temps back into that, like, 70 to 72 degree range. So on the days we've had to wait for that water to bounce back, we did fit in a little bit of that shallow water rockfish action to make sure we had dinner for our passengers. But I'd say on both our half and three-quarter day trips, we have been focusing on this calico bass fishing. Some solid fish, too, this week with some really strong, like, 6-8-pounders. It's been refreshing, too, to see these bigger fish being released. I know a lot of the hardcore calico guys like to hear that stuff. So a lot of those bigger fish have been going back. But the fly line sardine has been a lock for a bite. You know, if you can get the right bait and get it out away from the boat, you're going to get a bite. And with the fish up in the chum, we've seen plenty of nice fish caught on the surface iron and the hard baits. You know, the guys that have the longer rods and a little bit better casting capability have been catching some real nice ones on those artificial stuff. And then over at the islands, you know, the same, you know, some of our six-pack boats, both the Hotspot and the Lex C, gone into some great yellowtail action at Catalina a couple days this week. It's a good mixed grade on that fish, too. That fish has gone like 15 to almost 30 pounds, so that's some good, solid yellowtail over there. Those fish all on the fly line sardine, too. And then the Fury, he's been at Catalina on his 5-to-5 trips. Had great fishing over there with plenty of bass, bonito, barracuda to keep his passengers happy. He's also had a couple of really, really good days at Clemente this week, too. I know Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he had a good 3-day run over there. The yellow's been really good for him on Friday. I think at the high day, he had 34 fish, that yellowtail. Same grade, you know, 12 to 25 pounds over there. And the bass action has been, you know, right where you think it should be for Clemente. So it's been biting over there for him, too, with, you know, a couple hundred fish released and plenty going in the bags for him. So full swing for us here from, you know, overnights to twilights, half-day trips, you name it. So guys want to call the landing, make a reservation to get out on a trip with us, our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And save a few bucks this month. We're going to use the code SAVER25. That's SAVER25. And that'll knock 25% off one of these half or three-quarter day trips. Come fishing with us.
Ah, what a deal. SAVER25. SAVER25?
That's it. Yep.
All right. 25% off half or three-quarter day trips in the middle of the summer when they're biting. How about that, huh? Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, everyone likes to save a few bucks. So
yeah, no kidding. Well, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, you just go to the front page of the letstalkhookup.com, hit the Dana Wharf banner, and take it right there and put SAVER25 in there. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, no doubt. Good information and good going, Willie. We'll sure appreciate that. Great report. Glad to hear things are going so good at Dana Wharf, and we'll look forward to hearing another one here next week.
All right, man, have fun at
Dangerous,
dude.
I will, Willie, for sure. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next week. Hey, want a reminder, the CCA On the Beach Surf Fishing Clinic is coming to Carpinteria State Beach. It's August 9th and 10th. You're going to learn right on the sand from Bill Barnett and his team of experts on how to find, bait, and catch surf fish. To learn more, go to surffishtackle.com and click on the seminars tab. Also, check out fishtosurf.com, where you'll find tips, reports, and articles all designed to make you a better surf angler. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station.
This is Johnny Washington for the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Car rush, deep left field, ball going, ball long gone.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination
destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7636 or check kingfishercharters.com.